I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. This is a special episode of the South Main Church of Christ podcast. This Christmas, we are placing the holiday front and center. I'm joined by our church's other two elders, Ernie Starling and Tom Shepherd. Ernie?
Some of the stuff I found out about Christmas I thought was different, a little strange. The drunken party for Christ's birthday, that doesn't make any sense to me. Some of the trivia about how many Christmas trees are used in the United States, I thought, is overwhelming.
Tom, you got anything you'd like to add?
Well, we know the birth of Christ was very exciting. The angels and all those came and rejoiced. We give gifts on this day at home and our friends and get together and have good times as a holiday. But far as a religious day, it don't say nothing about doing this in God's Word.
We'll get to our conversation in just a few moments. First, Jared has the Christian news.
One boy with physical disabilities who stars in a Christmas video, which has gone viral, is a song leader for a Church of Christ in Texas. The boy, Ben Garlick, who is 9 years old, did something unexpected at their church's Christmas performance. His choir is performing Benjamin Hanby's 1864 classic, Up on the Housetop, and Ben and his peers surprised the audience with a prop, the Hammer of Thor. His parents say Ben has always been independent and is full of surprises. There is some sad news to report on this episode of our podcast. The leader of the next bilingual generation has been killed in a car wreck in Texas. Juan Ramon Rubio's death follows an inspirational weekend of planning for this year's summer camp in Abilene, Texas. Rubio was an architect and served as the president of the organization named Jovenes for Christ, which sponsors annual summer camps. Rubio was 32. The founder of one faith-based ministry in Oklahoma City, which serves more than 250 unhoused people each day, has published a book. Robert Marbot Jr. has published the book titled No Address, an Interactive Study Guide. It is part of the organization called Second Chances. It seeks to help guide people through situations they were not prepared to take on, like being a child aging out of foster care, someone released from prison, or someone who has lost their job. On this Christmas Day, the Christian Chronicle has published an editorial entitled A Salute to Caregivers. It cites Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, in saying, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The article concludes by saying, Caregivers, we love you and salute you. Remember that God is watching over you. Your names are written in the Book of Life. Those are some of the week's stories as found in the Christian Chronicle. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of December 22nd, 2024.
Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. I'm Tyler Wade.
O Lord my God, when I lost the wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the roar.
the conversation. Today we will be talking with Ernie Starling, one of the elders here at the Church of South Main Church of Christ. He has a special presentation, special broadcast on Christmas. Ernie?
We know Jesus was born in Matthew chapters 1 and 2, Luke chapters 1 and 2, tell of Jesus' birth, but not the date. Some evidence suggests that Jesus was actually born in the spring. In 336 AD, Pope Julius I and the Catholic Church officials decided to institute the birth of Jesus as a holiday on the 25th. It is commonly believed that this date was chosen in an effort to adopt and absorb the traditions of the pagan festivals honoring Saturn, the Roman god of agriculture, and Marath, the Persian god of light. That way it became easier to convince Roman pagan subjects to accept Christianity as the empire's official religion. First called the Feast of the Nativity, the custom spread to Egypt in 432 AD and to England at the end of the 6th century.
One of the things I think of, Ernie, when you're talking about Christmas is I think a lot of people bring this up about the commercialization of Christmas anymore and how it's one of the things that I saw this year. In the stores, you saw the Christmas things come out way before Halloween, and it just seems like one of these days it'll start in the summertime, I think. And that's one thing a lot of people, I think, want to get away from on that. If we look at the New Testament, though, we won't find too much, just that Jesus was born. That is important to know that, but it wasn't important to God to put, as you said, the date in there, so that... That is one thing about that, and we look at what the New Testament church did on as far as the birth. That I know of nothing on that, but this is a great time for family, friends, and that type of thing. So I think that's wonderful, the celebration and the giving and things, good things. So that is good, but as far as getting into the religious aspects of it, I'm not sure where we'd go with that.
What gets me is the pagan religions use December 25th, and they thought, why make that Christ's birthday?
I might add, we know Christ was truly born of a virgin, and the angels and the wise men came and worshiped, and there was celebration. There was a lot of happiness at that time. But we want to remember Christ's his birth and what he's done for us, but not as a religious holiday, because there's nowhere does the Bible say when he was born. But we want to remember, most of all, Christ's death on the first day of the week, what he was risen from the dead. I think that's the most important thing. But without his birth and living a child life, he wouldn't be raised again.
That's a good point, Tom. I'm thinking about the birth. We realize that Jesus was human. The scripture says he suffered as we suffered. He grew up like we grew up. And that's something to keep in mind.
Jesus had to be born so he could die.
Amen.
By holding Christmas at the same time as traditional winter solstice festivals, Catholic leaders increased the chances that Christmas would be properly embraced but give up the ability to dictate how it was celebrated. Christmas was celebrated similarly to today's Mardi Gras in New Orleans, a kind of a riotous, drunken feast. Christmas was canceled in the 17th century in England by a wave of religious reform, changed by the way Christmas was celebrated in Europe. When Oliver Cromwell and his Puritans forces took over England in 1645, they vowed to rid England of its decline, and part of their effort canceled Christmas. By popular demand, Charles II was restored to the throne, and with him came the return of the popular holiday. The Pilgrims, when they landed in America, they were English separatists that came to America in 1620. They were far more orthodox than their Puritan beliefs than Cornwall. As a result, Christmas was not a holiday in early America. From 1659 to 1681, the celebration of Christmas was actually outlawed in Boston. Those celebrated were fined 5 shillings. By contrast, in Jamestown settlement, Captain John Smith reported Christmas was enjoyed by all and passed without incident. After the American Revolution, English customs fell out of favor, including Christmas. In fact, Christmas wasn't declared a federal holiday until June 6, 1870. Some other facts we have, just trivia facts. Middle-aged Christmases were a rowdy, disorderly, a lot like the Mardi Gras parties. Each year, there are 25 to 30 million real Christmas trees sold in the U.S. There are 15,000 Christmas trees farms, and those farms let these trees grow from 4 to 15 years. The Salvation Army Santa Clauses came about in 1890. And here's one special for me. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, a product of Robert L. Mays in 1939 to help lure customers to Montgomery Ward stores. We are commanded to remember Christ's death on the first day of every week, not his birth.
I think that's very interesting, Ernie. The look, the background of those things. Also thinking about the people, you know, all the Christmas trees that are grown and sold and things. People are making a living that way, too. So it's very important for those people that it's part of their life. I think it's good for us to research where these things come from. You know, where did that start? What group of people, what culture started the Christmas tree and the gift giving, when that started, and all this tied in with Christmas, background of all these different cultures and when it happened, things. That's all interesting to me. So it gives us a perspective on that.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add, Tom?
Thank you, Ernie. Wound it up there pretty good. We'll remember the Lord's death every Lord's Day, because we are commanded to do that, and we love to doing that. Remember that he died for us.
One thing that kind of stood out for me was they celebrated Christ's birth by having a drunk party. You know, far from what Christ would ever want, right, as a party. But
another good point, Ernie. Appreciate so much you doing that and some of the things that you brought to our attention. And thank you for being here as well, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome, everyone, to our weekly announcements. We want to remember our Sunday morning Bible study at 9:45. Our Sunday evening, the ladies get together on the phone at 5 p.m., and also our midweek service on Wednesday night at 6:30. This upcoming week on December the 31st, we will have on Tuesday evening, we'll be having a New Year's potluck, devotion, and songs, and that will be at 6 p.m., and that will be held in the fellowship hall, and everyone's welcome to come to that. There's going to be no Bible class on Wednesday evening that week. Also, we remember the church youth group. They get together on January the 3rd. That's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the fellowship hall. I encourage all of you to come for that. Also, we remember all of our ones that's on the prayer list, especially the ones that's traveling due to the holidays and visiting family and all that. We remember all of them while they're doing that. This is Mark Randolph bringing you the weekly announcements.
My final thought about Christmas and the things we've learned about the history and background of Christmas is people are thinking more about Christ, remembering him, and are thinking about God and are thinking about one another. Those are good things. So I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
You know why?
Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.